Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. I hope you had a great holiday season. Norm, I want to tell you a story. Years ago, when I was a teenager, I was invited to a New Year's Eve party. The party was held at my neighbor's house. My parents allowed me to attend the party. Norman, it was a themed New Year's Eve party. Everyone was supposed to wear a swimsuit. My mom cut her old one-piece swimsuit so that it would fit me. At that time, I was a 36DD, and I had an ass to die for. On New Year's Eve, I knocked on my neighbor's front door, and I handed him a fruitcake. My neighbor gave me an imitation diamond necklace. As he fitted me with a silver sequin tiara, he clipped the necklace around my neck. The fake diamonds were as big as Fig Newtons. My neighbor told me that I would be the ball drop princess at his New Year's Eve party. It was exciting. I was going to be the center of attention. Everyone at the New Year's Eve party welcomed me as I sat on a swing that had been bolted to the ceiling. It was a swing that you'd find on a swing set at a school or park. While I was seated on my swing in my very tight and small two-piece bikini, I was suddenly lifted to the ceiling. But how? Why? A bright focused beam of light was pointed directly at me. Everyone in the room was drinking and laughing and twirling noisemakers. While I hung from the ceiling, sparkling like an enormous transparent jewel, the famous New Year's Eve song, Auld Lang Syne, started playing. Norm, a flesh tone colored flagpole came out of the floor, and it stopped ascending just under my sweet minge. The flagpole looked like a long telescoping dildo. As the New Year's Eve song played, my body was slowly lowered down the schlong flagpole. A large 2-inch in diameter hole was bored into my bikini bottom, and then the flagpole cock violently entered my hungry virginal pussy. Norman, I was taking the dick. I was the shiny ball that was lowered down the flagpole in New York City. Except I wasn't in New York. I was in my neighbor's living room. As my cunt swallowed the dick flagpole inch by inch, I came. My eyes were rolled back. Vaginal juices dripped from my throbbing pussy, and my nipples were fully extended. Somehow my bikini top was torn off my chest as I took the dick. My huge sweaty melons bounced as I was impaled by the flesh tone colored flagpole. As I moaned, I came. And as I came, I moaned. When all 72 inches of flagpole dick were inside me, everyone in the room yelled, "Happy New Year!" I was on the floor, and that's when I blacked out. A man at the New Year's Eve party walked up to me and he said,
"I had something similar happen to me once. Let me tell you about it. When I was a kid, I jumped into a huge leaf pile. I was standing on a branch above the pile of leaves. I was wearing a swimsuit and a Peter Frampton t-shirt. In my mouth was a water snorkel. I was also donning underwater swimming goggles. I had a canteen filled with Kool-Aid strapped around my waist. When my body dropped onto the leaf pile, I was instantly cornholed by an unknown assailant. Some fuck was hiding at the bottom of the leaf pile on his back, and he jacked me real good. The bastard drank my Kool-Aid, and he filled my snorkel and deep-sea diving goggles with leaves. When I tried to escape, the dude swung my canteen into the side of my head, and then he launched me out of the leaf pile like a professional shot put athlete. I laid in the cemetery across the street for 2 days until my mother found me. Someday, I will find this person, and I will kill him."
Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful if ever you are invited to a New Year's Eve party. You could end up being the living ball that travels down the dick pole in celebration of the coming New Year. Now I must go. Norm, I call all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to use a powerful vibrator on my fucking shithole. Of course I'll be doing this on my deceased grandmother's old cum, piss and shit stained spring mattress. Bye.
End of messages. wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
So, something you should be aware of when you're with a chick, when you're fucking, when you're going to fuck, if you're down in a basement and you're fucking her across some old barbecue with a canvas pulled over it, you're fucking in a garage over some fucking tool table countertop you work on, you're fucking her over your ham radio, you got a nice old Heathkit ham radio, you're fucking her over that, please be careful when you're fucking if there's anything near you like a candle. Here's how it works. They got a 3-wick candle now, and those wicks will burn for fucking about an hour apiece. And the idea is, you burn one wick, there's an hour. You burn the other wick, there's another hour. You burn the other wick, that's 3 hours of fucking. That's 3 hours that she wants you to eat her out, go down there, cornhole her, go to her shithole, bang her out in the rear, bang her out in the front, fuck all night, 69. That's 3 goddamn hours, and no man likes that shit. Be careful if there's a 3-wick candle in your area. Now, there's something more dangerous. Yeah, there's something more dangerous than a 3-wick candle. Remember, they start out as 1 wicks. In the goddamn 40s, a chick was happy to take the dick with 1 candle. Well, 1 candle, it might be 10 feet from her. It might be up on the windowsill. She was happy to take the dick with 1 candle. Maybe go out for some wine. Maybe go get some linguine. It's 1939. She's got the best dress on you ever saw. These beautiful shoes. Feminine face. All she wanted to do was be with you. And then every time they've changed, the wicks and the candles have gone up. The actual wicks. Then somewhere around the goddamn 70s and shit, it went to 2 wicks. The 2 wicks, 77, 1977, they went to 2-wick candles because now they could fuck after the first wick went out. You got an hour of fucking for the first wick, an hour of fucking for the second wick, and then that was 2 hours, man. It wasn't like the first wick with the fucking chick in the 1930s. It's 2 hours or more of fucking because she's got 2 wicks. When you see a multi-wick candle, get out of there. Get the fuck out of there, fuckstick, because she's intending on boning you dry, man, until there's nothing left to hypnotize you or you just fucking hand over your goddamn wallet. No. They came on in a fucking 2000, somewhere in there. They had 3-wick candles, 3 wicks for fucking for 3 hours. And that wasn't enough. When she brings in a candle, when this slut brings in her candle, she wants you to fuck her 3 hours long. There's an hour of fucking, another hour of fucking, another hour of fucking. And these wicks that are burning to time this fucking, they're made for women. Never met a man who wanted to fuck to a candle. Who cares about a candle? I bend them over. It's not a joke. I've done it multiple fucking times. Any chick you see will tell you the same thing. Norm was the best fuck I ever had. He's a nice man. He's a gentleman. He bends me over. He crams me for real good. I work him real good. The thing is to fuck hard with intent, with enthusiasm, with forcefulness. That's how you fuck. The wicking and all that, the candles, that's a complete meltdown of real men. You don't want that. They got 3-wick candles in the 2000s. 3-wick candles is 3 fucking. That means she lights the first candle, the second candle, the third candle. Who could be down there working that fuck hole that long? Nobody. Give me an Estes rocket, man. Give me some electronic thing, a ham radio, something to repair. I could do that for fucking 10, 12, 18 straight hours, but nobody's going to go down there and take 3 wicks and she's relighting them. When you see her smelly pussy hand come over to that candle and she's got a cigarette lighter in her hand and she's lighting a 3rd candle, you should be shaking, because I have been. Literally been shaking. A 1st candle, you see her light it, and you're ready to go fucking. Then you see her hand come up shaking. It's dripping in pussy juice. It's dripping in cum. She's lighting a 2nd candle, and she's even shaking more, trying to hold her hand steady with her other hand, as she's lighting a 3rd fucking candle with her goddamn Ziploc lighter, whatever she's got. That means you're in for a real work fucking workout. I understand all that stuff, and so should you. Now, here's the problem with that. And I got to get on. I got to get on to the story that something happened. The problem with that is this. Now they've gone with what? Candles with wooden wicks, man. The wooden wick candle. And a wooden wick candle is like a fucking sheet of bamboo in there. It's never going to burn out.
It means she wants you to fuck her all night long, just like every song you've ever heard. It's always all night long when it comes to a bitch. The woodwick candle looks like a piece of bamboo, man. Who can fuck to that? Piece of bamboo. The woodwick candle comes with its own lighter and its propane torch. It's like a propane torch. It's powered by propane. It's got an inch long wide flame to be able to light this propane fucking candle, this fucking woodwick candle. It's got a propane tank thing to light it. That's how long. And it's endless how long she expects you to fuck. Because they've gone beyond the one wick, the two wick, the three wick. They've gone to a bamboo wick candle, so you keep on fucking and sucking and fucking and sucking and probing and thumping and rubbing and all of it. That's what she wants. Now, if you encounter a woman with a wood wick candle, you see her bringing out on a cart or something like that, some kind of push cart. She brings it out in some kind of thing, a third arm, something like you'd see on a computer system. You can move the arm all over and it attaches to your arm and makes things real light. You see her bring that, you're in real fucking trouble, man. You might as well just fucking put one between her goddamn eyes because you're not going to please her. I can fucking come in 3 minutes. I'm not fucking to no goddamn wood wick candle. And they love the wood wick candle. That's what's big now. Getting the big wood wick candle. Gone from one wick to two wick to three wick candles. And then the fucking wood wick candle. It's because they want fucking all night long, man. The wood wick candle. Now, why do they like a wood wick candle? Because there's cracking sounds, man. There's all kinds of wooden cracking sounds, and they put all kinds of chemicals in it to make all these different colors, to make all this illusion while she's taking it up the crapper, some kind of fucking romance. I don't want to fuck like I was in Vietnam, man. I saw bombs exploding and shit. I saw all kinds of napalm outside goddamn windows, outside fucking dirt hole tunnels and shit like that. I'd peep my head out like a fucking one of those animals, a meerkat in the desert. I'd pop my head out and I'd see all these fucking colors. It's the same damn thing. I don't want to fuck to that because it gives me a flashback, man. I don't want a fucking flashback when I'm fucking and see all kinds of colors that aren't really there because she wants a wood wick candle. You might want that. You might think it's something. Look at her with a wood wick candle. Remember, when she brings out a wood wick candle, she's brought it out for every big dicked idiot you've ever seen. She's brought this fucking candle out. Look inside the candle when she brings it out. There's going to be pubic hairs in there. There's going to be some marijuana in there because they were smoking and fucking and pubic hairs flying all over the place. What does heat do? Heat causes things to rise. It heats up the air. It gets ultra light. Anything in its path will rise in that air too. So she's over there fucking, you're over there rubbing her big hairy pussy in this air, this wick, this power, this helium-like material, this gas coming from the wood wick candle because the air is superheated. It's caused her pubic hairs to float up into the fucking air. And when it's flown, something there could land on you, could land in the candle. It's every fucking place, isn't it? It causes shit to float up. I don't want to be there kneading her pussy like I'm making the donuts at my donut shop for fucking 3 hours watching pubic hairs float around. That's fucked up, man, isn't it? Doesn't want that. That's the problem with fucking wood wick candles. It's a bad, bad thing, and you don't want a wood wick candle. When she brings it out, you know she's taking it again and again and again and again. They'll throw everything at you now because they're broke. They got no fucking money. They hate working. They worried about glass ceilings. When I was younger, there ain't no glass ceiling. They don't want to work. They expect you to pay their fucking bills. They'll throw everything at you, man. Anything's possible. Everything fucking goes, isn't it? Remember the bitch you meet. When you're with her with a wood wick candle, when you're getting ready to fuck and you wish to God there was just a one wick candle like I used to fuck to, you used to hope to God a one wick candle, oh my God. She's semi-experienced, I don't know how long it's going to go, the candle might burn out and we're done fucking. I don't want to see all kinds of shapes and shadows in the goddamn room when I'm fucking. It's already spooky enough, it's like you threw somebody into a goddamn spook house, a ghost house, some haunted fucking house and let them go and gave them a flashlight. That's what you see when you're in there fucking with all these candles and shit going on. That's why they invented the fist, man. To knock them out. To stop this fucking craziness, the insanity, just quit this shit right out, isn't it? There's a wood wick candle, man, here it comes, get ready to fuck. I don't like wood wick candles. I never did. I don't want nothing to do with a wood candle making crackling sounds and all kinds of fire sounds because it puts me back where I was in Vietnam. I used to fuck all kinds of VC bitches in tunnels, man. It was the same thing. You're in a tunnel, there's a candle down there. She had to use a candle. It was a necessity. I'm fucking and shit. Her head's outside the hole. I'm eating around from the rear. Her head might have got blown off while I was fucking her. That happened a dozen times, maybe more than a dozen times. Chick puts her head out the hole like a fucking meerkat. She's looking for all kinds of American guys, GIs, and her head gets blown clean off, and I'm still fucking it. You know what happened? I wouldn't stop fucking. Yeah, I'm kind of ashamed to say that. If I was mid-climax, almost coming, I would keep on fucking, even if their head was blown clean off. And when they came down, when I was done fucking and I was just about to say, did you come? They didn't come. Their head popped off, man. It was like a dolly, a 1940s fucking doll, a Kathy doll, whatever they called them. She didn't have a head to experience a fucking orgasm, did she? See, in some way, you have to have a head connected to a bitch. She can't never come. But the pussy kept on fucking lubricating. It didn't make any sense. It's the same kind of goddamn thing. Got her head out, looking for flashes, looking for explosions. Her head gets blown clean off. I remember once I was getting blown by a chick inside of fucking VC tunnel, honest to God. Maybe it's 200 clicks from the Da Nang River, something like that, I don't know. And I was getting eaten out. She climbed into the tunnel. Now, she climbed into the tunnel because I was in the tunnel. I was holding on to a handgun, and I was looking for other fucking... the enemy, really. I was in a goddamn thing looking for gooks with grenades and pins and tripwires, and they were halfway down the tunnel, weren't they? And their legs got blown clean the fuck off, or they were blown on half from their torso, and they'd come down. You know that the chick was still blowing me when her goddamn torso, from her torso down to her feet, was blown clean off? And she was still blowing. That shows you the tenacity of a female, and I'm trying to help you to understand that. If you think American fucking bitches are any different, you're out of your goddamn mind. They're worse, man. They wouldn't let go of my cock. I once heard a story when I was a kid. A guy named Strom used to hunt for turtles in the Clinton River in Michigan. And how he did that was he had these gigantic hooks. I had never heard anything like it. He was an older dude. And he used to take a big meaty hook. I mean, the hook must have been 2 inches in diameter, 3 inches. It looked like something you'd need to try to catch jaws. And he'd attach a wire lead all the way to the hook, and then he'd take that wire lead and he'd tie it around the base of a tree that was growing alongside the river. It's a tree, something heavy duty. And he'd put a cube of steak on the hook and he'd let it go in the river. And he said, you want to go back and check the setups, the traps that I put along the river? I said, yeah, sure, I'd like to go on that. One turtle after another was hanging from the hook, and I said to him, what do you do with a turtle? He said, I sell the shells, and they make soup out of this turtle's fucking meat. Can you imagine something like that? That reminded me of that. Later on, when I was in Vietnam, and I saw that, and I saw a chick still sucking onto my cock, when they fucking, their body was blown off, when they would climb into the tunnel, I saw the same damn thing. And the turtle wouldn't let go of the hook, man. He wasn't going to let go of the hook. He had meat in his mouth. It didn't matter. He was dead. He was just dangling there like an old fucking tea bag, just dangling around. I mean, who in their right mind would eat fucking turtles, these smelly goddamn things? It's the same thing with a woman's pussy, man. I'm taken aback when I smell a woman's pussy. I think it's like turtles hanging off hooks, and I start to get scared, and I start to get scared with fucking fire, with candles, with one wick, two wick, three wick. It's just not fucking enough to dupe you. Now she's got a wooden wick candle. That's the biggest thing going. It's to dupe you, to fuck you, to trick you. Remember what's ahead of you. Every illness, every disease, every nervous system disorder, whatever she has, lupus and all fibromyalgia, which doesn't exist, and every fucking else in fucking, what's that, deer ticks? They all got deer tick disease, but not a goddamn one of them was near any deer ticks to get the deer tick disease. When they're down there and they're fucking you and sucking, think about all this shit you got to pay for all your goddamn life. Yeah, you could say, Norm, that's a little selfish. What are you talking about? Sounds selfish. You got to share yourself, share this life. You think so? How about an $80,000 goddamn diabetes bill when they're taking her pancreas out and trying to replace it with another pancreas from some dope that died the same way? And they replace, you got to pay for that. Oh, wow, she's sucking such a good fuck. She's such a good suck. You'll pay for everything till the day you die. And if she has any scum comes out of her cunt, they'll make you pay for anything till they die, too. That's what's coming your way. Just be aware of it. Remember this shit, man. They won't let go of your dick. Not even if they're fucking dead. Not if their body's blown clean off, man. Chick's got her head out the hole like a meerkat. The head was blown clean off, and she was still fucking and still lubricating down there as I was fucking, and I swear to God, I'm not sure 100%. I swear to God, I think that I felt her come even though her head was blown clean off. This is how it is with a woman. They just keep on coming, motherfucker. They don't die. They keep on coming and coming and coming and coming. They're like a fucking pit bull on your ankle. You'll never get rid of this bitch. Not ever. Not your whole goddamn life. Now remember, this isn't misogyny. This is experience. This is history. My historama, my fucking thing. I'm telling you the truth. This is what I've lived and learned. I've had sisters. They're all dead now. You know where they buried these bitches? They're all, nothing would grow there. For the longest time, I had relatives and all kinds of shit going over there, sitting, shivving all kinds of shit over there, trying to grow stuff on their burial ground. Nothing would grow. It was all dead because of all the toxins inside a bitch, the hate inside a woman, the needs and my needs and more needs on top of needs. It was horrible. Nothing would grow. Sit and shiver on a fucking thing that really never will die. I don't know what to tell you. This is what I've learned with candles. You don't want a candle. If you have a candle near you, you're practically dead. She's moving in, man. And who needs to fuck somebody in the dark anyways? I don't want to fuck nobody in the dark. I've never fucked anyone in the dark. I want to see the pussy. I want to see the curves of the ass. I want to see her little golden hairs. I want to see her breast and her nipples and her fucking areolas. I want to see it all. I don't want to fuck in the dark. I want to see what I'm fucking, especially to be able to examine her for huge 1-inch or 2-inch in diameter herpes sores that I read that 78% of women have. Check those legs out. I want to see her in the daylight. I want to fuck something in the daylight as it eats you alive. Would you rather be eaten by a deadly spider, eviscerated with in the dark by a deadly spider, or would you rather see him to get a, possibly have a chance in the light to escape, to find a way to get away? Yeah, man, in the fucking light. In the light, fuckstick. So listen, I want to talk about something. I didn't want to go on that long about that, but you got to worry about candles, and you got to understand what you're really dealing with when it comes to a female. You have to understand what I come up with, this idea, what I talked about with regards to meat. A chick takes a fucking mile of meat a fucking month. This is honest to God. 12 miles of meat a year, and that's conservatively because I've come up with a formula to do the math, and the math doesn't lie. Math doesn't lie. It's an absolute thing, unless you go to some other planet or something, sending fucking records and shit using our math. It does probably even work, but the math doesn't lie. Every thrust that you push, every thrust of your cock that you put in, let's say your cock's 5 inches long. Every thrust puts in about 5 inches, your 5 inches, at one thrust per second for 10 minutes. So that's about 3,000 inches per sexual encounter, isn't it? Well, there's 63,360 inches in a mile, so you need to have sex about 21 times to get a mile of dick. Every bitch has sex 21 times a month to get dick. That's a mile of dick. That's 12 miles of dick a year. If she takes a fucking dong up her shithole, up her crapper, that's incredible, man. That's unbelievable. It's double those numbers. It's not 12 miles a year. It's not a mile a month. It's 24 miles a fucking year, isn't it? 24 miles a year, a dick? I mean, what are these fucking things that are lighting fires near you? Fires near you is like a sacrifice. You're like on some goddamn thing in 1600s or something like that out in the jungle. You're a sacrifice given to some god. There's the fire. There you are. And she's finishing you off. She's sucking out the essence of what you are, man. A mile of meat a goddamn month? How can they even walk around? The embarrassment, the shame would be overwhelming to me. I'm walking around downtown in Detroit or something, or downtown fucking New York City. I'm walking around and shit, and I have the nerve to show myself? Hey, what you been doing? Oh, nothing. Just going to work. Yeah, just going to work, and I stopped at McDonald's and got that new thing, that drink that they have. It's unbelievable. It's almost like a Starbucks. I'm starting to wonder if I should go to Starbucks. Shut up! You took a mile of goddamn meat, imbecile. You took a mile of meat. You're not human. You're nuts. You're fucking insane. You're walking around eating meat, looking for meat, to devour meat, and you're cunt. What was you doing out for Christ's sake? And you're with her. Hey, what were you doing? Madison, Taylor, Ripley, whatever unisex name, Sarah. Give them real female names now, but they're not true. They're trying to trick you in the onset with a female, soft-spoken name. Something that smells like it was sprayed out of a perfume bottle. You can't resist it until she opens her goddamn mouth, until she fucking eviscerates you and everything you had is all goddamn gone and you can't live anymore and you're in some apartment you can't afford because she's in your fucking house, the praying mantis, the spider that she is, with a goddamn candle she seduced you with. Hey, what were you doing over the holiday? Oh, it was wonderful. We had to fight our way to the mirror ball. We were in Times Square. We tried to get in the front of the line, and we waited 7 hours early to get in the front there to watch the ball drop. And after that, it was incredible. They were giving away free Subway sandwiches and Quizno subs, and there must have been 2,000 of them there, and you could have one if you were there. You could get it for free and drinks also. It was incredible. And then after that, we went back and we watched, what's his name on the fucking New Year's Eve ball drop and all that thing that Dick Clark used to run. Shut up. You weren't doing none of that. The goddamn math tells me otherwise. You took a mile of dick, slut. You took a mile of dick. Now, what is the cunt made of? How does the cunt survive this? The poor cunt, the poor walls of the cunt. A mile of dick a month. I'm seriously just gobsmacked over the whole fucking thing. It makes no sense that a cunt could take a mile of dick a month, and that's conservatively. That's only if she has sex 21 fucking times in a month to get this dick and equals meat. And over 40 years, she's taking 500-600 miles of dick, and there she stands in your kitchen telling you, you want a sandwich? Hey, thanks for visiting. You're the neighbor, you're a relative or friend. Hey, John, how'd you like a sandwich? Got some macaroni salad. I got some macaroni. You like corned beef on rye? I got some macaroni salad. I got some corned beef on rye. How'd you like that? You like a bagel with some salmon on? How'd you like that? And she's sitting there talking like she's human. Shut up, man. You took a mile of dick this month. The month's gone. It's a new month. And you're going to take a mile more of dick. Now, think of it. If you want it twisted really bad, think of a guy with 15.5 pounds of dick like I have, 14.5-inch dick. It's insanity. It's spooky, perverse porn is what it is. It's unbelievable this freak can lay down and take that kind of meat. And believe me, they take that kind of meat. I've done it. I've endlessly done this shit. And they've taken the meat again and again and again and again. Their cunt don't wear out. It never breaks down. It keeps coming and coming and coming until everything that's made of fucking meat has been pushed in that fucking cunt. What's a chick do when she's first experimenting with her pussy? She puts hot dogs in her goddamn cunt. She's priming her cunt. There's some meat there. Meat, 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 meat. When a chick tells you she's a vegetarian, it's all bullshit. She's not a vegetarian. She's taking meat down there and up there in her southern and northern mouth. She's taking fucking celery sticks, but the people that made the celery sticks got meat hanging from their pants and they made the celery sticks possible. That's what the fuck is going on. Hey, what were you doing over the holiday? What was I doing? Oh, it's incredible. First, we made a snowman. I made it with Josh, our neighbor. We made a snowman, and my dad came in the front door with a bucket of chicken. Now, they used to call it KFC, but then they lost their audience, and they turned it back to Kentucky Fried Chicken, and that seems to do better. My dad brought in a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. I just made the snowman, and then we went in, and we ate ginger snaps, and we ate Christmas cookies, and my mom already had the eggnog. Shut up. You took a mile of dick. You were on your back. You were on all fours. You were fucking and sucking and fucking and sucking and taking it in that cunt, eating that meat and dripping juices from your pussy like fresh rare steaks on fucking barbecues, on Barbies. That's what you were doing. You were taking it, man. I sound like a quail or something. I sound like a fucking quail or something, a foot trap. A foot trap, man. I fell in a damn hole, a big bear trap some while ago. It was in Michigan. And they used to have bear traps all over here. They go back hundreds and hundreds of years, even back to the Indians. They would capture bear traps and shit. They would dig bear traps down 5-6 feet. And then there'd be prongs at the bottom, sharp prongs, and the bear would fall through the false floor, and they'd die in the bottom. They'd have a bear that could carry them through the winter with all kinds of meat. I just fell into one of these fucking things. It was incredible, and I realized this with that experience. It's the same damn thing, a bear trap. They used to hang meat above the bear trap. Something would go for the meat, and then you'd walk through the false floor, and they'd drop 6 feet into big sharp spikes, and they'd die. Well, that's what a pussy is, man. A pussy's got a hunk of meat above it that's called a clitoris. The clitoris you go for straight away because for some bizarre fucking reason, you got to please a complete stranger and give her an orgasm. Who ever heard of that? They won't give you 50 cents for a phone call if there was a public phone anywhere, but they want you to give them, you want to give them an orgasm with their clit. Why? What is it? How does it make sense? It's the same damn thing. She's got meat above her hole. You're playing with a meat, which is her clit. You want her to come for some bizarre fucking reason. And then you go into the hole and you're never seen again. You die, man. You die a slow fucking death. Financial and spiritual death. It's gone. It's not negativism. It's experience. I'm just sharing experience with you. That's what an old bear trap was, a trap that you dig in the hole 6 feet down. He'd fall in the fucking hole. It's the same damn thing. He went for the meat above the hole and got trapped and never had a life again, never lived again. That's a woman's cunt. A woman's cunt is a bear trap, one of the ones you dug into the ground. It's the bear trap. There's the clit. You fill the fuck in it, isn't it? That's you, man. Look at the experience you're getting, the advanced experience, the warnings from a man who's very experienced. Hey, what were you doing over the fucking Christmas holiday? The New Year's Day. What'd you do on New Year's Day? Oh, it's incredible. We went to the Renaissance Center, and believe it or not, they got the restaurant going. It used to spin. Well, it was spinning again. Now they're going to close that building down, but it was like the last time they would ever have it open. They redid the spinning restaurant. They're going to take that building out because GM has a new headquarters. It's an old Hudson's building, which was a department store. And we went there and we went around in fucking circles. Oh, it was lovely. We drank wine all night long and we talked and had a good time. We dreamed about all our things. We made storybooks and kept journals and what we were going to expect to do this year. Fuck off. You didn't do nothing like that. You were in a goddamn room. You were on all fours and a guy had 10 inches up your crapper and 10 inches up your brown eye. I guess they're the same. 10 inches up your beaver. You took it all night long and you sucked his cock dry till his bag collapsed. That's what you fucking did. You'd taken a mile of meat a goddamn month, motherfucker. What'd you do over the weekend? Over the holiday weekend? Did you have off and all that for New Year's? What'd you do over that time? Oh, that's incredible. Well, they had a big park open near our house. It was a special event because we have a 10-inch snow base, and they had all the lights out at the park on this giant hill. It's 360 feet up, and everybody was sledding down that hill. It was so lovely. We were sledding down it. We got to the bottom. We'd laugh. We'd fall off and roll over each other and fall around and go down this hill. We were sledding. Shut up. You didn't do nothing like that. The stats show otherwise. The math shows otherwise. All you're taking is goddamn dick night and day and night until the day you die. A woman takes dick till they're 80, 90 years old. They especially feel freer after their fucking period shuts off, their menopause, because now they can take dick all the time. They're not going to get any repercussions. They ain't got to pay for it, which they never could do in the first place. You're going to pay for it, fuck stick. What'd you do? Well, we went down that hill. I must have been doing 35 miles an hour. Honest to God. I must have been doing that fucking fast. You took all kinds of meat, man. A mile of meat a month. 12 miles of meat a year. Who could look at a chick right again? She's serving you fucking dinner. She's serving you hot dogs. She's serving you hamburgers. She's serving you coffee. Here she is, and she's taking a mile of meat that month. How do we make this separation as a human being, as you walk into a place? How do we separate what we nearly know what she's doing from the image that she's trying to show us to project to us? It's complete madness, isn't it? What were you doing? You were taking dick. You're taking dick till the day you're 80 years old. You've poisoned and toxically killed everybody in your path, everyone, and then they buried you in a cemetery and all your juices dripped out, and every motherfucker below you, every man, if he had any skin left on his bones at all, on his body at all, it ate that skin up like fucking boric acid, like sulfuric acid. It ate it to fuck up even the goddamn bones. Your jaw that was still hanging onto your skull because there was three pieces of meat still sticking there just came right to fuck apart when the juices came down and wreaked havoc on your body because you happen to be buried below this goddamn beaver. Here's the answer. You split every motherfucker with your Abraham Lincoln Law Exploiter that you come across. You split them into a Y. Once they're split into a Y, they look like a wishbone, a chicken wishbone. And you make a wish when that fucking legs are spread and you cram your cock in there, your beaver, you beaverizer, you pulverizer, you fucking rototill her cunt. And then you make a wish because her fucking legs are going to snap back once you're pulled out, man, because it didn't want that dick to come out. When they snap back, it's like they're broken. And you make a wish. You make a wish. Wishing here as I fuck my dear, grant me my dream as I fucking blow my cream. That's what you're saying, and you split her in fucking half. It's a wishbone, man. It's a wishbone. I want to talk about something. And that's it. I mean, the mile of meat thing, a mile a month of meat is spooky. I don't care who you respect. You know women. You respect them and shit. You don't think that way of them? Maybe even your slutty sister, though she'd do everything I tell you now. You respect them, you think they're a work colleague, you do this or that. Can you respect them when you realize what's going on? That in the last year she took 12 miles of cock, a.k.a. also known as meat, the dick. She took 12 fucking miles. When she's 50, 60 years old, she'll take 700 miles. It's like she went halfway to Florida, wherever you live, on a dick. She's riding that fucking dick, a dick transportation vehicle to all over the place, and I'm supposed to respect this. I'm supposed to walk around and say, hey, how you doing? Hey, did you get a car wash today? Did you go do your car wash at a drive-thru? Did you use the hose that you have and you can spray it yourself? Did you go through the drive-thru? You got some nice incense? Shut up. You took damn meat. So I want to talk about something. As you may or may not know, I came into possession. This is going to change us here. I came into possession of what? A 64 Polaris. What is a 64 Polaris? A 64 Polaris Comet, by the way. A 64 Polaris Comet is a snow machine, a snowmobile. I don't know what you call them in your burned out area that you live in. The burned out area where there's nothing but goddamn Muslims and people walking around in black sheets. The living horror show that you're in now. Black sheets going up and down your street. It's like they're fucking the Reaper. One Reaver after another coming for you. And they are coming for you, fuckstick. Be prepared. Have your Glock at the front door. Have at the back door. Have snare wire traps like garrots near your windows. They put their head in the window. They lose their head. Be prepared for what's fucking coming. The black sheeted fucks. The slims are everywhere, man. And they're coming for you. You're walking around in your burned out neighborhood. Remember playing fucking baseball with your friend Randy down the street? Remember playing baseball with your friend Edward down the street or two blocks over? You're playing 500 baseball. That's where you get 50 points for a grounder, 100 points for a fucking, if you hit the ball in the air and they catch it. Remember doing all, that's all fucking gone now. It's all gone. It's gone in the same way that the fucking 3-wick and the 1-wick and the 2-wick candles are gone. The same goddamn thing replaced by slims and fucking wood-wick candles, ain't they? So, whatever burned out area you live in. Now, I have a 64 Polaris Comet. And a 64 Polaris Comet is a snowmobile, snow machine. I got it because I was fucking a woman that her husband died. He didn't just die. It wasn't like an after-death fuck. He had died several years earlier, but she took me out in the backyard. She said, hey, you want to see something? I'd like to give it to you, Norm. I have no use for it. I about shit when I saw it was a 64 Polaris Comet. 64 Polaris Comet's like the rarest machine ever. Only 400 were ever goddamn built. 64 Polaris Comet. 400 snow machines, snowmobiles. Now think of that. 400 built, man? Like 250 of them are recalled. And the other fucking 100 of them or whatever, they burned up, they turned into rust, they turned into junk. And there's only a few left. And I came across one in about shit. She said, Norman, you can have that. I can have it? She said, you can have it. I said, great, I'd love to have it. A 64 Polaris Comet? So I've been working on a 64 Polaris Comet. It's a snowmobile. Even after she gave me the snowmobile, she blew me. Now think of that. You know the kind of goddamn attention, the kind of love, the kind of woman that you must encounter to have that? You don't have that. She gave me a 64 very rare Polaris Comet. It's very rare for one thing because it has 6-horsepower engine. It has 6-horsepower Lawson engine. I know a lot about machines. And the Lawson company used to make steam engines, and that's why this thing's so rare, so valuable. They went from steam engines to a 6-horsepower snowmobile engine, which is insane. They got a fucking 100-horsepower today. You couldn't do fucking a 6-horsepower goddamn snowmobile. You got your bitch back there. You're going really slow. You're like Elmer Fudd from the 40s or 50s, some cartoon, some comic strip. You're like that, or the guy, I think he was on TV too, yeah. You're like that in a 6-horsepower engine. It's embarrassing. So she gave it to me. Afterwards, she blew me. It was a very loving blowjob. It's not like some stock blowjob. You go to Detroit and you pay $50. It wasn't like that. She was loving me for me and trying to get to me through my cockhead. All the nerve endings, and the nerve endings recognize real love. They recognize real attention, real affection, and your nerve endings tell you that, and your dickhead go into your brain and say, this is different. This chick isn't just blowing you. She's loving you. She was loving me. I mean, I have a lot of chicks loving me. And she's showing me how much she loves me. And she gave me the Polaris Comet, which is unheard of. You can't fucking give someone a Polaris Comet. And I felt sort of guilty. They're worth hundreds, if not thousands, of goddamn dollars because they're so rare. I think it's more like thousands of dollars. I read in an auction one went for $10,000. That's how rare they are. And there I am in up in the middle of nowhere, and I come into a Polaris Comet that was gifted to me, and I think, you know what? I think I could bring anything to me because of the way my mind works. I'm not saturated, and I'm not soaked, I'm not immersed in negativism and impossibilities. Everything seems possible to me, and because of that, I think things come to me. You try that, you see what happens. But if you got somebody negative around you, like your bitch, it's never going to happen. Her world is his. Get to fucking work. 6 o'clock now. And she's supposed to be there at 7 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock, and make sure you work the 10-hour shift while she's fucking your neighbor and filling his refrigerator with groceries. That's what you might have now. That kind of pain, that kind of anxiety, and the horrible thing is that she's on your deed to your house and shit. You're going to get wiped the fuck out, man. It's almost better to take her out, isn't it? It's almost better to come up with some creative way to snap her spine, isn't it? Just snap the fucking spine. Like splitting her beaver with your cock. It's the same kind of thing. I've put my big dick in seams of chicks' cunts. And I've saw their lights go out just for a second. Their eyelids come back. Their eyes are frozen up ahead. And the eyelids suddenly dilate completely wide. They're like gone. You split their seam like they've never been split. And they temporarily, like the body shuts down. So I got a 64 Polaris Comet. And I've been working on it. The snow machine snowmobile. Now, I think I found out what's going on. What was the attraction to a Polaris snowmobile? 64 Polaris Comet, made by the Lawson Company. Lawson engine in it, 400 only built and all that. You just heard me say that. I think I know what the attraction is, as I've been working on this machine. Now, when I work on machines, I bring them into the kitchen. That's why, because I got my weed there. I got my frying pan, my Teflon frying pan, with the Teflon almost coming completely off. I got my Teflon frying pan in there, and I drop weed into the Teflon pan. I just cut a square of fucking weed off, pecaning paralyzer, 97% THC. I drop that in a fucking frying pan. It fills the whole room with a dense, very dense, thick THC smoke. And I'm getting high, my cock's out, I'm working on a Polaris snowmobile. I mean, what's better than that? Maybe somebody from fucking Prime will come over, one of the girl drivers. Maybe they'll fucking want to be cut in half with my cut in half special move. They like that. They come to my house even if they don't have a package. My special fucking move, and that is four fingers in their cunt, you act like you're sawing them in half, and then your thumb is on their clit, and you saw them fucking in half. Even if you pull your arm out of the socket, and mine kind of hurts now, still from an encounter a long time ago, you saw them in fucking half, and you make sawing sounds. They love that shit. Why? Because they're getting fucked at home by you. They don't want you anymore. They want somebody like me. That's why they always go looking somewhere else. They're fucking someone else. They don't want you anymore because they think you're fucking boring. Yeah, they like the way you support them, but they think you're boring sexually because their torso demands a special kind of attention, special fucking skills, and very few men will fucking invest in that. But I know these skills. These skills are four fingers in her cunt, your thumb on her fucking clit, and you saw them in half and never take your thumb off their clit, man. It's about a billion miles an hour making a sawing sound. And watching, I'm going to cut you in half, slut. You say shit like that. You're almost cut in half. You're at the fucking Walton sawmill in the show, the Walton, the TV show, and you're in the sawmill with a fucking dad and a fucking grandfather, and they're sawing you in a fucking half on the saw, man. They love that shit. So I think I figured out the 64 Polaris, the attraction. And here's what I found out when I'm in my kitchen, I'm breathing deep and shit, I'm playing with pineapple grenades. Honest to God, that's not a joke. I got a shitload of pineapple grenades that are active with the pins in them. Now, sometimes for fun, I'll take the pin out when I'm in the room, when I'm sucking in all the dope, the deep smoke. I'll take the pin out, I'll throw the hand grenade in the air, and then I have to hurry up and put the pin back in. It's extremely exciting unless it goes under the couch or something like that where you could blow yourself up, but I've been lucky that way. So the attraction to the Polaris Comet, the snow machine, snowmobile, 6 horsepower, horribly underpowered, was this. The damn thing had a heated seat. It was a velour seat. A heated velour seat on the 64 Polaris Comet. And nobody else had a heated seat. Now, I know what was going on there. I know what was happening in the design of the Polaris Comet. The people were really smart. Now, the ads for the Polaris Comet always shows a bitch in the back seat smiling. She's always smiling and waving, got her arm up. Look them up. Look up the ads. She's smiling. She's got her arm up. And in some of the pictures, her arms are around the guy driving the snow machine. They're around the guy driving the snow machine, and she's gritting her fucking teeth. And in some pictures, her eyes are rolled back. Now, why are her eyes rolled back? Why is she gritting her teeth? Because of the heated seat, man. The heated seat, they found out long ago, way before the auto manufacturers start heating seats and putting massagers in it, they found out long ago what? The chick's pussy was right there. The chick's pussy was there. It was a heated fucking seat. And what do heated seats do to a chick's pussy? Well, you know she's always wet. Every 10, 15, 20 minutes, they come. Whenever you meet a bitch, she's 15 minutes off a fresh orgasm. They're always wet. They're always dreaming a dick. They're always dreaming a romance and vacation and travel. They always want to go somewhere else to get away from the horribleness of what they are, the stink of what their life is. They're always looking for, if I could just travel. Find some fucker in Italy, he'll take me in, I'll live there, my life will be romance, on top of romance, on top of romance, mixed with a combination of body blows and upper left and right crosses to the face. That's what she's looking all over the fucking place for that. I'm going to do some travel, I'm going to get a self-driving car, I'm going to turn the seats on, it's vibrating, they're heated seats, I don't have to do any work, it's like I'm wealthy and I'm being catered around by a driver, because that's what I am. That's what I'm all about. I want all that. Everyone else does all the fucking work and puts in the work. I'm driving around in my Muskmobile, and I look so classy. I'm in the back seat, and I'm playing with myself. I'm beating off whatever I'm doing. Got my dildo going, my vibrating seats, until they get to their job at Walgreens. And they can't pay the payment. They're 7 months behind. It's all removed. Their romance explodes in their face and end up in the nut house, don't they? So that's what the Polaris Comet is. It had a heated seat. Now, what it didn't have was a great suspension. I know, because I got it in pieces in my kitchen. It's falling the fuck apart, but I got it in my kitchen. It had the worst suspension you've ever saw. So driving this thing, if you had a bitch in the back, and it was all bumpy and shit, and it had a heated seat, what happened? Well, her pussy was wet. Fuck stick. Her pussy was wet. Her nipples were rock hard. And that heated seat was boiling her pussy juices, was causing it to bubble, was causing it to smoke. And what happened? All that pussy came up in her and turned her on. They like to smell their pussy. And it got to the guy. It got into him, got in his soul as he's driving, man. He's trying to figure out how to turn the fucking headlight on, how to turn the goddamn oil pump on, because it's not looking like it's pumping oil. He's trying to figure all that shit, and he's overcome by the stench of pussy because the seat is heating up this woman's gash. The 1 or 8 inches or 9 inches of fucking area there that you're supposed to apply lubricant to, lotion to, from her cunt, from her clit to her shithole, and rub it like you're rubbing the top of a fucking bald calf or something in a barn. That's what she wants you to do. I mean, what is that? I mean, who could do that continually? Nobody. So she's coming, and it smells like pussy. Pussy is everywhere. You ever notice in these fucking ads they show you? There's always a goddamn animal in the background in a snowy area. There's an animal back there. There's a wolverine. There's a brown bear. Isn't there back there? There's all kinds of meat-eating animals back in the pictures they took of these things, alive shots, and they didn't know why. They didn't even put it together. They didn't see what was going on. What was going on was what? The animals could smell her pussy the same way sharks can smell her pussy. They smelled burning meat, man. They were drawn into that pussy. That's why there was always animals in all the promo shots of the 64 Polaris Comet, the LA-600. That's what they called it. There was always animals in it because her cunt was fuming up. Her cunt was smoking up in the area in the promo shots. It was everywhere. There was all kinds of goddamn animals. Even fucking giraffes are attracted to the stench of meat because everything will eat meat if times are tough. Even squirrels, I've seen it. Look it up. Squirrels will eat meat if they're having a hard time getting shit. So the stench of her pussy was fuming up with this fucking Argo Frontier heated seat. It was boiling. It was burning. She was turned on by the sky. He was manly. He was on a snow machine. She wore these bumps and everything skillfully. He's overcome by the stench of her pussy. They were selling what? They were selling a fuck machine, man. That's what it was, and it had a long, super long seat, velour seat. You were supposed to smell her pussy cooking with that heater on in a seat, and you were supposed to lay some pipe with her. Each night at fucking 10, I lay her again. That's what you do. You lay her on that fucking seat. You're 69ing. You're eating pussy, eating tits. You're licking areolas, big hairy areolas. I always thought areolas made a woman look stupid. Big tits, big areolas. Look like a fucking something weird thing going around. Other countries, no one gives a shit if their black tits are out in Samboya and Nyogia and all that. But in America, they've really marketed the chicks' tits, haven't they? Look at her on that snow machine, this big, dopey idiot. He's so masculine, he's so manly, he can handle the world. This is the fucker I need to pay my bills. I'll suck his fucking cock all night long. They want everything all goddamn night long. They lay her down in that seat. Man in the 64 Polaris, because her goddamn pussy was burning up her beaver, was burning up her minge, was on fucking fire, smoking all over the place, drawing animals in. Now, he either ravaged her, or the animals would. So what do you think happened? He ravaged her. He ate her out. He tore her to fucking pieces with her goddamn cunt because of the what? The 64 Polaris Comet. The heated fucking seat. They do the same thing, man, in a car. You ever get a car and it had a heated seat and a bitch owned it? That's the first thing they do. Look at Carfax. You think it's for other products? Did he get it serviced? Did he have oil changes regularly? That's not what Carfax is down there. That's not it at all. There's a special code on it that says PS, and that meant pussy stink, the level of it, and it went up to 100%, and that's what it was on the Carfax report to tell you how much pussy came out that cunt when she was driving with a heated seat on and smoking up that car with a stench of pussy. They have to have men come in. Detailers come in with full hazmat suits on to get rid of the stench of pussy in a seat that a woman drove that was a heated seat when she was happening. She had a smartly business suit on. She had her fucking attaché case, her smartly shoes on, her smartly makeup, and she was burning up the inside of the car with a stench, the need of her pussy in a car, and it's going on right now. Don't ever buy a car. I've learned this from the Polaris Comet. I know what the draw was. Don't ever buy a motherfucking car that a chick owned. You're looking, I'm talking specifically a lease car that she's going to turn over. And the heated seats. Now, I smelled this thing. I got it working. All I smelled was pussy in my house everywhere. Just smoked the fuck out. Still the pussy was in there, still ingrained in the fabric. The velour seats, the heater worked. I got it working. And the stench of pussy was everywhere. And the stench of pussy's everywhere in cars today, too. There you are. You know why they want that? Because you're going to get in it, stupid. You're going to get in it, and you're going to smell a stench of pussy 24-7. It's like if you're trying to brainwash someone and it's the left or the right of the party or whatever it is, you're trying to brainwash them. You hammer enough, and they'll eventually become that. That's the same thing they're doing to you in that used lease car they got, that used car, that used Elon Musk mobile. You're in there smelling pussy, and pretty soon you think just like something totally what you were, man. You were all for fucking some chick over a stump in the woods. Now you're not anymore. Now you want to take her to Steak and Shake. Now you want to take her to some soup place that specializes in cheese fondues. That's where you want to do, but you don't know what happened. What happened was you got in a car seat that a chick was constantly turned on in. Imagine her coming to work now. Her panties are soaked. It's all crusty. She's going to sit down next to you. You see, fuckstick? They're not like us, man. They ain't never gonna be like us, motherfucker.
You've been listening to the one and only
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange colored solution and replace the corks on your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in $1 million house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Tammy, how are you? I hope this letter finds you happy and well. Tammy, something happened to me. Let me explain. The other day, right after I parked my car in the big boy parking lot, I found something lying in the unoccupied parking spot next to me. It was one of those things you blow into on New Year's Eve. It was a paper noisemaker. I like holidays. I especially like New Year's Eve. I bent over and picked up the noisemaker. I wiped off the part that goes into your mouth, and then I blew into the noisemaker. It didn't make a sound. So I blew into it again. Tammy, I took the noisemaker apart to try to find out why the noisemaker wasn't working, and I found the problem. Someone had jammed a very soiled pair of women's panties into the noisemaker. When I extracted the panties from the noisemaker, I was overwhelmed by the stench of pussy. There were thick, dried sheets of cum all over the panties. While I examined the panties, I could smell marijuana. From here on in, I'll refer to the panties as cum panties. In the rear of the panties was a large hole. I'm pretty sure it was a hole made by an enormous dick, as the cock was crammed into the woman's asshole. Also, sticking to a gob of still gooey semen located in the cotton ventilated panel of the cum panty were several pieces of confetti. The elastic band of the cum panty was torn off. Tammy, I believe a man and a woman were fucking on New Year's Eve in the big boy parking lot. The man hammered his seam splitter into the woman's shithole and he cracked her. He also pumped his huge load into her undulating prick-starved fuckhole. There was a wrapper for a Slim Jim sandwich lying near to where I found the noisemaker. I believe they ate a big boy Slim Jim sandwich just before the couple fucked. Tammy, the end of the noisemaker smelled like pussy. I think the man pushed the noisemaker into the woman's hungry gash, and then he blew into the noisemaker. I also believe they were smoking weed while they fucked. I could smell weed. The Slim Jim wrapper smelled like pussy and cum, too. I have no doubt that the man and the woman used the Slim Jim wrapper as a cum rag.
They were ringing out the new year. That's what men and women do. I thought I had found an ordinary New Year's Eve noisemaker, but it was so much more. I've got to go. I got shit to do. Write me back when you can. I'd love to hear from you. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the rental place off Maple and First Street. Your big-titted little sister was returning a propane barbecue to the rental place. She was nearly to the door. She had rented the propane barbecue for her New Year's Eve party. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she pulled down her pants and panties, and she bent her luxe body over the lid of the propane barbecue, and she spread her luscious legs, and she aimed her wet cunt and swollen asshole directly at me. So right there, in front of the rental place, I ate out your big-titted little sister, and I gave her a rim job. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister, a woman slapped me on the back of the head while I was rimming, and she said,
I can see you have extensive advanced abilities when it comes to rimming assholes. Have you eaten out your flat-chested bitch as well? It's obvious you can get slutty American whores to sing, but do you think you're up to the task of ringing my slippery English bell? Here's the deal. Eat me out and rim me, right here, right now, and I won't open the bonnet of my car and let the machete-wielding Muslim out. The Slim, that's slang for Muslim, hasn't killed a homosexual or chopped the head off a blonde-haired liberal American woman in about a week. He'll go to town on the both of you. So what do you say? Include me in your fun or get hacked to pieces by an Arla-employed Slim?
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Ladies, right now at the counter, we're selling a very unique item. Please take a look at the store monitor closest to where you are now standing. What is it I'm holding? It's a New Year's Eve cardboard noise maker. That's right, it's just like the one you just used at a New Year's Eve party. Blow into it, and it makes a god-awful sound. That sound is supposed to scare the future into noticing you in the upcoming year. However, this noise maker is different. This noise maker is stuffed with a pair of very used women's panties. Watch carefully as I pull the cum-covered panty out from the cardboard noise maker. You see that battery-powered electronic meter lying on the table? Why has that needle jumped into the red zone? It's because that device can detect the presence of pussy. Ooh-wee! That gadget really smells some very powerful pussy fumes coming off those cum panties. Look at those stains. Watch the monitor as I point to them with my Temu laser pointer. There's pussy juices, saliva, perspiration, urine, semen, whiskey, vomit, shit, blood, and more. Everyone that fucks destroys perfectly good panties with those fluids /juices during each and every meat-pounding, bone-shuddering fuck session. I know what you're saying. Why would anybody buy this thing? Let me tell you why. When your man finds this New Year's Eve noisemaker lying on the carpet alongside your bed, he'll blow into it, and then he'll take it apart to find out why it's not working. When he finds the cum panties inside, he'll be overtaken by the stench of otherworldly pussy, and he'll pop an enormous rod. While he smells and fingers each and every stain on these panties, his fuck stick will be lodged deep in your asshole. It drives men wild. Over 200 women died in 2025 when they unleashed the power of this New Year's Eve noisemaker on their man. Of the women that did survive, their torso collapsed and they never walked upright again. Come on up to the counter right now and get your New Year's Eve noisemaker packed with a cum panty for only $49.95. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit onto our handicapped store parakeet. 3 years ago, Benny lost both of his legs when one of our freight elevators closed and cut Benny's legs clean off. Benny has been a customer favorite store attraction ever since. Benny was fitted into an electronic toy car. Benny steers the car using his beak by pushing down on big electronic buttons on the toy car dashboard. Miss Phelps was watching one of our maintenance men clean tile grout in the main lobby, while Mandy Phelps was taking in the ball sack bulge of the maintenance man as he moved about on all fours. Mandy, shit! Unfortunately, Benny was seated in his toy car directly behind my assistant, Mandy Phelps. The parakeet incurred a broken neck when Phelps shit. Benny died instantly. When he was found, workers had to chip away through the hardened shit in order to free him. Miss Phelps has irritable bowel syndrome and she is extremely horny. Occasionally, Mandy shits when she gets turned on. Her vaginal lubricant works as an oil that causes her asshole to give way.
I'm sorry I shit on Benny. I love that bird. I heard Benny's neck break when my 10-inch long, perfectly formed turd landed on him in his car. I can't get that bone cracking sound out of my head. I wasn't thinking. When they pulled Benny from my shit, his eyes were rolled back and his beak was opened really wide. He died from impact and stink. I was transfixed on that guy's big ball sack. I'm so horny. I want meat. I need 5 pounds or more of dick inside my pussy every day. My pussy gets so wet, I gotta run a vinyl quarter inch in diameter hose from my cunt down to a plastic bottle taped onto my ankle. I'm gonna take out every one of you fucks.
This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Welcome to 2026. We look forward to serving you. That is all.
Fuck.
Ah.
Fuck.
Ah.
Fuck.
Ah.
Fuck.
Ah.
Fuck.
Ah.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.